Fellow Freedom fans, you're listening to Preservative Talk Radio, brought to you by Freedom Ministries, where we confront the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Hello, fellow Freedom fans. David Allen Carmichael here. Enjoying my day. Exhilarated today. I hope that you are exhilarated. I am. I'm looking at good things. You know, look at all the things that are going on around you, folks, and it is just scary. We got some weird innovations happening that are being covered by some of the news agencies, yes, in Chattanooga. Again, I will say I am quite impressed that Chattanooga area, some of you probably get aggravated because knowing that this is broadcasting from Radio Free Saudi Daisy, into the hinterlands and uttermost parts, reaching out with some inspiration of truth. Yes, it does, and it reaches across the Chattanooga area. But I'm just impressed by the news agencies, and now the Copperhead 1240 AM radio is actually able to talk about what's going on candidly. You have a unique situation, people. Other parts of the world, things are not done candidly. They're not. People are too scared to really address things candidly. You're in a really wonderful thing. And by the way, you know, I sit here and I listen to the advertisements. Why am I so excited today? I'm going to give a plug for the Hickson Flight Museum. My son Isaac today, pay attention, producer. Pay attention. I said, pay attention. My son got his David Clark headset today. That we purchased. His David Clark headset. It reminds me of my old Navy headset that cost a gazillion dollars when we needed to have them replaced. But he got his David Clark aviator's headset with the microphone thing that wraps around in front of your face, and he's 17 years old, and he's absolutely exhilarated. Okay, so a flashback to my visit to the Hickson Flight Museum. Quite stimulating. So, folks, I'm just having a great day. I'm excited about things. I'm excited about what's happening. I'm excited about what I'm going to talk about here today. And I would encourage you to have the courage, whether you're just zipping up the Dayton Pike or you're flying by on Interstate 24, you're heading out to Nashville or something like that, give us a call toll-free, 888-248-2046. If you disagree with me or agree or don't really know and want to bring up a new topic, see if I can handle it. 888. That's easy to remember. 248-2046. In the American Thinker, on February 8th, that was a few days ago, there was an article that was published. Who published it? Assassin-in-Chief? Question mark. That sounds provocative. That was actually written by a good friend of mine now. Years ago, he became my lawyer in a very important federal case, Herbert W. Titus, and his partner, William J. Olson. These guys are big hitters. Real good stuff from these guys. We're going to talk about their article in American Thinker on February 5th, 3 days before this article came out. Guess what you heard on this Radio Free Saudi Daisy, Copperhead 1240 AM on my Preservative Talk radio show. I addressed this on the air. You know what? I said some things that these constitutional experts said here in this American Thinker article 3 days later. I jumped the gun on them. It was good. I was commenting on an article that came out in, I think it was NBC reported it. We'll see who the report was. But it was talking about a white paper on from the White House that kind of sort of talked about why they use drones to eliminate the life of people that they intend to eliminate. And you think, well, we're the good guys. It's okay. Well, it might be we're the good guys and it's okay. It might have been a really good thing. And it is possible it had a really horrible thing. So we reviewed it here. And what I did on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong. Now, let's see what I said. I'm going to find out, you know, we'll find out later what I said. I don't know that we've rebroadcast that show. We may have. Not really sure. But I'm actually going to send our show from, you know, the Radio Free Saudi Daisy, Copperhead 1240 AM, Preservative Talk Radio. We're actually going to send it. I'm going to send it to Herb Titus and Bill Olson. I mean, they may get a kick out of it. They may go, David covered something that we need to look into. I think so. I bet when they listen to my show that they're going to say, hey, here's something that is really deep. And I think David's on to something. And you heard it first. You heard it first, guys. And there's another article that came out in the Chattanoogan in the opinion section today, and I was reading it, and I thought, oh, this is good stuff. You know who wrote it? Copperhead 1240's own David Tulis. The Nuganomics guy. Folks, there's good things happening here. And we really are trying to be objective as possible. And I'm going to read from his article today. So it's out of the Chattanoogan, but it was David Tulis who wrote the article. It was published in the opinion section of the Chattanoogan. And, I mean, this is good stuff, folks. And this is where else would you like a revival in America to start? Is there not one last bastion of hope in America? It's not in California. Actually, I think the only hope they have in California is literally, now some of you are going to go crazy over this. In California, at the very least, they ought to have amnesty. Because I got a feeling that the reason why there's an invasion of people from south of the border, it's kind of one of these things where righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Very well may be that they need a little bit of a stronger Catholic influence over the land of California. Maybe we need to cleanse the blood on the land and do some other weird things. Just think if a population opinion shift, a morality shift happened significantly in California due to the lowering the threshold of entering the border. Oh my goodness. I have a feeling that, imagine if half of Tennessee moved to California. It might just be a drop in the bucket, but folks, is it possible that you are living on a land that, in spite of what you see in the news, we sent weird assaults, and there's something weird assaults, aggravated assault. I don't want to go with too many words because it's a family show here, that you're seeing in the news right now. Some folks in the area have been found to have been doing the wrong thing for quite a while to people that are younger than them. In spite of that, folks, I've got a sense that the reason why we're really getting a launch here for what the Vision of the Liberty Works Radio Network is, I think it's because there's the creator of heaven and earth has heard the cry of his people. And this is an opportunity to talk about these issues in a very rational way so that we can really figure out what it is we're supposed to be thinking. Again, if you'd like to share your thoughts, the number here is 888-248-2046. I'm going to go to this article from the American Thinker. This is February 8th. This is by Herb Titus and Bill Olson. There, you can call him. I can call him Bill, and I can call him Herb, but you got to call him Herbert W. Titus and William J. Olson until you call me, 888-248-2046, and then you're in the club. Exercising a power that no president ever thought he possessed, a power that no prior president is known to have exercised, President Obama admitted that he ordered the execution of American citizens. Not on a battlefield, based on his belief that they were involved in terrorist activities. It struck me here, folks, and I'm going to say this before we read this article. It occurred to me today, and I want you to consider this. This is not anti-Obama. This is not anti-Bush. This is not anti-Theodore Roosevelt. It's not anti-anybody. It's examining a concept. We're having an ethics discussion here. Current issues and ethics today, children. So we're going to look at this thing and say, well, what ought we to think and why do we think it? It occurred to me that there's a situation where if you believe somebody's going to do the wrong thing, should you kill them before it happens? I believe somebody's tempted to kill an American. And based on that belief, I'm going to exercise my power to kill them before the fact. So it's a kind of thought police. You know, I think of doing a whole lot of things. I do. I don't tell people what I think about doing because it would offend, like, people. It would offend them if I told them what I was thinking. And in fact, I can even tell people, and it's not a crime to tell people what I'm thinking of doing. It's a crime, not, I can't get shot for threatening somebody. I'm going to kill you. Okay. If I'm sitting way over on this side of the street and I'm just so angry as I'm going to kill you. Guess what? That's a crime. That's a threat. But you don't shoot me. You don't take me out and string me up. You don't drop a bomb on my house. You don't do that. Even if I express what I feel like doing. Even if I make a threat. Now, you can come in and slap some handcuffs on me, take me to court, say, hey, he's making threats. It's unlawful conduct. Have the jury decide whether or not it is true. And then punish me after the trial, not before. So is it okay to kill somebody because they're tempted to do harm to somebody else? Well, what's the basis of right and wrong on that? Well, we've got a rule book to go by, so that's what we're going to do here. Herb Titus and Bill Olson said, as the worldwide drone program ramps up, there have been increasing calls for the president to reveal the basis for his claimed authority. Only a few weeks ago, U.S. District Court Judge Colleen McMahon denied both the ACLU and New York Times' request under the Freedom of Information Act to obtain any and all legal documents prepared in support of the president's claim of unilateral powers. Now, what I said on this show is she admitted, you know, she doesn't really have the power as a separate branch to force the president to abide by the Freedom of Information Act. She can tell him that she can tell the world that he's misbehaving and violating the law, but she has no authority to order them possibly to actually turn anything over. That's your job at election day. All right? It's a political matter at that point. While Judge McMahon was concerned that the documents implicate serious issues about the limits of the power of the executive branch under the Constitution of the laws of the United States, about whether we are indeed a nation of laws and not men, she said that. Wow. Oh, this is a quote. It implicates serious issues about the limits of power on the executive branch under the constitutional laws of the United States. I need to meet Judge McMahon. And about whether we are indeed a nation of laws and not men. She felt constrained by precedent to withhold them. Well, it's not precedent, folks. It's called separation of powers. Now, a bipartisan group of 11 senators has written a letter to President Obama asking for any and all legal opinions that describe the basis for his claimed authority to deliberately kill American citizens. So is it okay if you're a Democrat for Mr. Obama to order Americans killed? Because based on the criteria, it looks like it can be done anywhere. It doesn't matter if it's overseas. Little weird stuff. Is it okay if you're a Republican if, say George Bush. I don't know. Let's say George Bush would like Americans killed. Does it matter who it is? It doesn't matter who it is. However, until the Senate began gathering information for hearings on John Brennan's confirmation as CIA director to begin February 7th, has public attention finally been focused on this remarkable presidential, what Mr. Olson and Titus say, is a usurpation of power. That would be exercising a power that might be somebody else's. I don't think it's actually a usurpation. We'll have to use a different term when we come back. David Allen Carmichael, Preservative Talk Radio for the Liberty Works Radio Network in Copperhead, 1240 AM.